Reporters cheered and waved flags as Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad addressed the open-air crowd in the city of Kerman. Iranian TV showed Mr. Ahmadinejad being swarmed by supporters trying to shake his hand as his motorcade made its way into the city before he spoke. The Iranian president said he had prepared a package of proposals. He says the package can be used as a basis to solve the nuclear problem. It will be offered to the West soon, and it will ensure peace and justice for the world. He adds that it respects the rights of all nations. Mr. Ahmadinejad also declared that no outside power can impose its will on Iran, and that no country in the world would dare to wage war on Iran. The United States, Russia, France, Britain, Germany, and China asked European Union Foreign Policy Chief Javier Solana last week to invite Iran to roundtable talks to find a diplomatic solution to the lengthy dispute over its nuclear program. Iran has insisted repeatedly that it is not prepared to make concessions in its nuclear program and had refused to stop enriching uranium, claiming that it was for civilian purposes. The United States suspects Iran is working on a military nuclear arsenal as well. Tehran has tried to put a more positive tone to its dealings with the West in response to recent initiatives by President Barack Obama to resume dialogue with Tehran. Iran expert Meir Javed Anfar of the Middle East Economic and Political Analysis Center in Tel Aviv thinks that Mr. Ahmadinejad appears to be waging a public relations war with the United States, as well as trying to win Iran's upcoming presidential elections in June.
I think the Iranian government is trying to show that it's willing to match Obama's offer of talks, but it wants the talks to be on its terms. It doesn't want to wait for Obama to start the talks and to carry them out on America's terms. Also, I think there is an electioneering angle to this. President Ahmadinejad is doing this to promote himself as a man who is willing to engage Iran's enemies. And he's not just somebody who is following hardline policies. And he's hoping to win some votes in the main cities from that.
Javed Anfar also thinks Iran has become isolated as the recent tempest between Hezbollah, Tehran, and Egypt over arms smuggling reveals, and this is a way to improve its image abroad. He also speculates Iran may be preparing a proposal to declare the entire Middle East a nuclear-free zone, something he says would put the United States and ally Israel in an uncomfortable position. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.